The Valley Fire in Lake County is one for the record books. There have been larger fires, like the Rough Fire currently burning in Fresno County, but the Valley Fire has destroyed nearly 2,000 structures. That ranks it third most damaging in state history. At least four people have died in the 76,000-acre blaze. KALW's Jeremy Dalmas joined residents of Middletown in Lake County as they started going back to their homes, or what's left of them.
I find David Ross parked on the side of the road with his family just off the 29, outside of Middletown. He's trying to get farther up the highway to the home he's lived in for 15 years.
I live on Cobb.
Is your house still there?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure.
Yeah. Okay. We're just trying to get back to find out.
The road is closed. They're letting some residents through, but the highway patrol won't let Ross and his family pass.
We were catering a wedding in St. Helena.
Oh, okay.
Saturday night, me and my wife. Okay. So we weren't even there.
So you haven't even, you left for the job and haven't been?
Yep. Yeah, my 15-year-old son.
Okay.
He was home alone.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm not leaving without the dogs. And then he just packed up the dogs and drove down the hill.
I expected it to smell like smoke, but instead, it smells like burning clutch, either from the stream of residents driving their trucks up the hill or the Caltrans vehicles headed back down.
Can you brief Harvey on that latest information about the shelter and the pink car?
Up 100 feet at the roadblock is Lieutenant Kelly Cardoza from the California Highway Patrol. She has seen the devastation.
There's just so many places where there were homes, and now there's nothing left but a fireplace, a washer, a dryer.
The Valley Fire, which started in the afternoon on September 12th, has burned over 75,000 acres and destroyed well over 1,000 homes. Part of Cardoza's job is to direct evacuees to services.
At the Calistoga Fairgrounds, they have everything set up there. I don't know if you've been there yet, for residents who have been displaced.
Driving into Calistoga, 15 miles from Middletown, things actually look pretty normal.
Okay, so I just pulled into Calistoga city limits. There's no sign of the fire here at all.
Until I get into the fairgrounds, which have been converted by the Red Cross into a shelter for evacuees.
Are you still missing some pets?
No, it's actually.
This is one of the spots for people who can't go home. Either because their home isn't safe to go back to, or because it's gone. There are cots to sleep on, meals, medical care, toys for kids, showers, and places to set up tents. Bill Tullman's family doesn't need to sleep outside, though. He's standing by his trailer in the RV parking section of the fairgrounds.
My daughter came home from soccer and said, she's crying, hysterically crying, and said, Dad, there's flames all over the place.
They're from Hidden Valley, a gated community just north of Middletown.
My wife went and got her her dad, who lives about a mile and a half from us. We loaded up in the trailer and we headed out of town. It was very smoky. It was very dark. It was like nighttime.
Oh, wow.
Tolman has heard that his home survived the fire, but his wife's dad lost his house. Luckily, they've already found a spot for him at a local retirement home for veterans. Tolman's family has been here a long time.
I've lived in Middletown all my life, 53 years, so
oh, wow.
I think it'll be very emotional going through town and seeing the devastation.
Yeah.
Evan Sandler's also a longtime resident.
It's pretty sad how much I've lost, how much we've lost as a community. It was a pretty incredible, creative, wonderful space we created.
He worked at Harbin Hot Springs, which was a popular New Age retreat center in Lake County.
23 years I worked at Harbin, and I lived at Harbin much of that time.
He lives up the road now, though. Sandler was evacuated three times this summer for wildfires. There are dozens of them in the county every year, most of them under 10 acres. They're a part of life here. So when the Valley Fire started, Sandler never thought it would be so destructive. After he was evacuated from his home.
Yeah, it was so fast, it's beyond imagination. And I'm going, wait a minute, that's in the wrong place. What's the Cobb fire doing way over here?
He wanted to get some things out of his workshop at Harbin before the entire area was off limits. So he convinced his friend at the roadblock to let him in.
She said, you better not make a single mistake. You better do everything right.
He went in and got his computer, his guitar, and some paperwork. He thinks he was likely the last person out of Harbin before it burnt down. As he raced away, he was driving right down the line of the fire.
Then I drove, and the whole left side of the road was like one gigantic flame. I got to ride a wave of a firestorm.
Other evacuees didn't make it out by car. One man I talked with said he ran the 10 miles from Hidden Valley all the way to Clear Lake. It took him 3 hours. By afternoon, the evacuee camp is scorching. You can hear the sound of generators and truck motors everywhere. It's well into the 90s, and there are announcements on megaphones telling people to give their pets water. I find Jim Westridge walking his two little dogs.
Oh, this is Ruby and this is Peanut.
He has his motorhome to stay in, but he's facing a lot of loss.
Live in Middletown and my house is all gone. I lost my wife about 5 months ago. So it's a whole new life.
They'd been married 51 years. He points to the dogs.
Yeah, they're a little dismayed. They couldn't figure out losing their mama about 5 months ago. And then now they're going to lose their house. But we'll make it. We'll make it.
He was able to get just a few things from his house before he left.
I got pictures of my wife, my wife who died. 4 pictures there, extra pair of Levi's, extra shirt, three pairs of underwear, and 3 pairs of socks, and that's what I own right now.
Westridge's plan is to rebuild his house.
I've got all the grandkids coming up. I've got carpenters and plumbers and mechanics, so they'll do it all. So I'm one of the lucky ones, really. So.
Every evacuee I talk with said that Lake County would rebuild, and it will. But there are some things that will never come back.
My wife was a writer. All her life she kept journals and wrote poetry and fiction, a lot of it published. It's all gone. I don't have a single poem of hers, and there's hundreds and hundreds of them are gone. And they're gone.
Yeah.
So that's what hurts. That hurts. Yeah.
In Calistoga, I'm Jeremy Dalmas for Cross Currents.
I want to go home, and I ain't got sufficient. Go, my friend, let's go. I want to go home, and I ain't got sufficient.